if you're of a certain age, you are a boomer, and then you're a millennial and a Gen Z, and we all have labels. But the boomer generation came through the population just after World War II and changed, really did. I mean, on every level, changed the world and changed life. We need to talk about this in a little bit. They call it the silver tsunami now. These are all people who are of a certain age, retiring, getting out, doing things. Michael D. Rubin is a business strategist. He's the CEO of MDR and Associates. That would be Michael D. Rubin Associates. They've helped sell more than 200 businesses since 2008. That's kind of what he does. In fact, his website is sellmycompanynow.com. I think they operate mainly in Texas, but as a business strategist, has studied trends. He studies things coming up. And the silver tsunami is a real thing. Michael D. Rubin's with us right now. Michael, welcome to your morning wake up.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be with you.
It rolls off the tongue. Silver tsunami. It is a real thing, isn't it? This is the wave of retirees that are baby boomers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got into business brokerage in 2008 and had no idea that the next 15 to 20 years is going to be unprecedented. That there's just more baby boomers that have to sell their business, hand their business off to their children than there's ever been, and it'll never happen again. It's just going to be this 15-year period, and we just entered into that 15-year period where baby boomers are looking for options. They're looking for exit options. They're asking themselves, how do I sell the largest asset that I have?
And the youngest of the baby boomers are all like 60 years old now. So, I mean, everybody who was a boomer has either done this or gone through it. Or, I mean, if they're a business owner, because that's what you're into, are in your experience, Michael, are the children of the boomers stepping up? Are they taking over the family business? Do they even want it? Or do they want something different?
Wow, it's kind of interesting. The children of the baby boomers and then the children of those children, the millennials, just what I'm finding, I've been through about 3,000 of these discovery meetings where I'm sitting with a baby boomer over the last 15 years as I built my firm here in Texas. And what I found is that most of those children don't really have an interest in dad's business. They've come across as we're sort of above it. We want to do our own thing. We've got our own passions. And it's floored me when the business is netting $1-3 million a year and it's 40 years old. And dad saying, look, I want you to take over the family business. It's just not that interesting to them. And so that's kind of where we come in. We design an exit strategy and we run that sales process to maximize the value of their business.
And then you find the people who do have that passion and want the business then?
Oh, it's an amazing thing when you list a good business with clean financials and a motivated seller. And you put it on the websites. There's this one website called Biz Buy Sell. Over 40 million people a month hit that website. It's kind of like the MLS of selling businesses. It's amazing how God breathes on that. And the perfect buyer, or one or two or three, we generally focus on 3 to 6 finalists that are going to meet the seller and see if they're the ones that make that eventual offer and carry on the generational legacy of the business.
Now, from a guy who's, as a business strategist and a guy who is involved in selling the boomer's company, and, the kids don't want to necessarily take over, which I kind of get. I could see that. Let's say somebody goes to Biz Buy Sell, and then they contact you, and now they want to buy a business. Is it up to you to help vet that person in that? Do they really know what they're getting into? Or is it come to that level?
100%. We're doing we're selling a metal recycling plant right now. 2 locations here in Texas. We have 70 inquiries in the first month. And of those 70 inquiries, maybe 7 can afford a candy bar. Because think about it. Everybody wants to own a business, but very few are ready, willing, and able to actually close on that transaction. So it's our job to vet out the most qualified, the most serious buyer. Interesting. There's financial buyers and there's strategic buyers. Financial buyers will pay a certain level, maybe 3 or 4 times EBITDA. Strategic buyers will pay 5, 6, or 7 because they really want to enter into that of that, maybe that geographic location, maybe they have 17 of them, and they just see this as a strategic purchase. That's who I'm looking for currently as a strategic buyer in this particular case.
I got you. So let me ask you this, though. If, as a small business owner, I mean, I'm it. My wife is my partner, but I really run everything. She just tells me how much money we do or don't have.
That's exactly right.
But I so want my kids to get into the business I'm in, which is voiceover and production and things like that, right? None of them have an interest. None have an interest in it. So I would not ever really sell it anyway. Maybe my grandkids, maybe what I do this till I die, right? But let me just ask you this. Do you get to the level, or do you have business owners there in Texas ask you, hey, listen, can you talk to my kids? Maybe tell them how great the business is. Or do you even, you're not a psychologist. You don't want to get involved in that.
Oh, I'm definitely a sales psychologist. I would say 85% of what I do is sales psychology, 15% is financial, which is really what most people get it backwards. But to answer your question, you would want to do the opposite. Based on the extremely successful clients that I've served, right? Typically, they're 20 years older than me. I'm 53 years old. I am all ears. I'm not the sales coach when I'm in front of them. I'm the student. And most of them have told me without hesitation, do not have your kids take over the business. Do not even work with your kids. Wow. And of course, at first, I'm like, why wouldn't I want to work with my kids? I love my kids. We're extremely close. I want them to take over. And I would say all six or seven of these individuals looked at me and said, if you want to protect your relationship, your father-son relationship, your father-daughter relationship, and you really love that relationship, do not work with them.
Wow.
And I've taken that advice. So I told both of my boys that are in sales, and they just graduated. One graduated a year ago. The other one graduated about 4 or 5 years ago. I said, guys, get into the sales arena. I will connect you with anyone I know. I'll help you in any way, shape, or form, but you can't work in the family business for 10 years. So that's been my strategy, is to have them not work with me.
But is there a time, Michael, where you say your boys would come to you and you would, you know, they have passion and they see what dad does and they respect you, I'm assuming. So is there a time where they would come to you and then you would say, okay, all right, you've proven it to me, let's work together?
I've learned to never say ever and never. Those definitives just don't work. Never's a long time, right? So all I told them was 10 years. It's kind of funny. My son is in a bigger investment bank and does what I do. So we referred him to another company that does exactly what I do. They sell community banks here in Texas. Called Commerce Street Capital, and he's extremely happy. He's hitting levels of success that he can't imagine at 27 years old. So the fact that he doesn't need to be under dad's shadow, I think as I've gotten to know his heart and what his heart cry is, he wants to do exactly what I'm doing. But why does he got to do it under me? Why does he have to do it under my shadow? I promise you, that's the one thing he doesn't want to do right now. So I think he's way happier in the same industry, but just not in our firm, at MDR Associates. Yeah.
But in a way, you got to be so proud of that then, because you watch him. He's seen you do what you do, and he goes, you know what? I want to do what dad did, but I want to do it on my level, and I want to do it my way. You got to be proud of that.
Super proud. He's into private equity, the oil and gas, real estate development at the Commerce Street Capital. They do a lot of different things. And I couldn't be prouder of my oldest son, Michael Dillon. Could not be prouder.
Can we go to I don't know, wherever we have to go and become brothers, you and I? Because I want to be at your next Thanksgiving dinner. I want to be at Thanksgiving. I want to be at Christmas.
based on your other show, I know you're a great dad. And I remember sitting there in 2004 when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I thought, if I get everything wrong, if I lose my business, if something happens between Christy and I, we've been married now 29 years. Like you said, happy wife, happy life, right? Yeah. I tell young guys, you can be right or you can be married, but you got to pick one. Anyway.
Hey, man, we're up on time. Michael, you're a cute, you're just an unbelievable cat. And yes, the silver tsunami is real. Michael D. Rubin. You can find him at sellmycompanynow.com. But really, just get to know. You need to write a book, man. You need to write a book.
I just did. It's called Sell Your Company for Maximum Value. You can find it at sellyourcompanyformaximumvalue.com.
Come on! Now you got to help me write mine. Hey, Michael, we'll stay in touch. Have a great day, pal.
Thank you. Be blessed.